MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, May 11, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, chance of showers this afternoon, mid to upper 70s for high temperatures. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 4:52 p.m. Senator Brendan Crighton of Lynn has filed a bill to ensure in-state college tuition regardless of immigration status. The Daily Item is reporting today that the bill requires students to have attended at least 3 years of Massachusetts high school or obtained a GED in the state. Financial aid is also part of the bill. The Saugus Fire Department responded to a house fire last night at 27 Pleasant Avenue. The Daily Item reports that the fire chief described the damage as extensive and that there were no injuries to residents or firefighters. The Anti-Defamation League honored two North Shore leaders at their annual Essex County Law and Education Day event held at the Kernwood Country Club in Salem. Salem News reporter Paul Layton reports that Marblehead High School Principal Dan Bauer and Saugus Police Chief Michael Ricciardelli were honored for their efforts to combat anti-Semitism. On Tuesday in Andover, a 6-year-old girl on a scooter was struck and killed when she was hit by a tractor-trailer truck. The girl was with her family when the accident occurred. It appears that the Market Basket grocery store credit card issues have been resolved. Yesterday, customers at some store locations were only able to complete their transactions by using cash, as Market Basket's electronic transaction system was not working properly. Today on The Post, we have more with the candidates running for mayor in Salem. The special election is now just days away, Tuesday, May 16. Bill Newell on sports is next with details on an exciting win for the Marblehead baseball team.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics face playoff elimination tonight with Game 6 scheduled in Philadelphia against the 76ers, who lead the series 3-2. The Red Sox beat the Braves in Atlanta last night 5-2. The two teams split the 2-game series. The Red Sox are off today. They will open up a weekend series with the Cardinals tomorrow at Fenway Park. Be sure to check out our baseball insider Andy Carboni, posted today with all the latest news on the Red Sox and news notes from around Major League Baseball. High school baseball from yesterday, Marblehead fell behind 6-0 early to Masconomet. After getting 4 back in the third, Masco came back on their own and added a run to make it a 7-4 Masco lead. Marblehead, however, was able to get 4 in the sixth inning to take the lead. After allowing the first two runners to get to second and third with no outs, the Magicians were able to shut the door for an 8-7 victory yesterday in high school baseball. Thank you, Coach Mike Giardi, for this information. The Magicians will play at Swampscott tonight at 6:30. Meanwhile, Lynn Classical Baseball is 12-1 on the season. This is their coach, Mike Zukowski.
It is. We're lucky enough to have 12 amazing seniors on the team this year. We're really senior-heavy. Those 12 seniors have had tons of experience through the last 4 years with the tournament, with the regular seasons, and I think that experience has translated onto the field and has provided us with a lot of success so far.
Tonight for the Classical Rams, they'll be playing crosstown rival Lynn English. First pitch at 7 o'clock.
Our ace, Kevin Whalen, will be getting the ball. You know, records get thrown out the window when you play your crosstown rival, so we'll be looking for a good game against the Bulldogs because they're going to give us a good game. And should be exciting, and I look forward to, you know, going against Coach Esteban Paula and his staff.
Lynn Classical baseball coach Mike Zukowski. High school softball. Lynn Classical topped Lynn English 18-0, and Peabody rolls past Masco 8-0. Boys lacrosse, Marblehead topped Bedford, New Hampshire 8-7. The Magicians 12-0 on the year. Salem beat Revere 7-6 in boys lacrosse in 4 overtimes yesterday. And the Salem News is reporting today that this is the first win for Salem boys lacrosse since 2019. Girls lacrosse, Swampscott over Saugus 18-4. And Joey Barrett of the Daily Item is reporting today that Sydney Brennan has been hired as the new girls basketball coach at Lynn English. She has served as an assistant with Masco and Bishop Fenwick. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. We'll be right back.